Both in this past week's parsha and in this coming week's parsha, as we discuss the construction of the Mishkan, there's an interesting language that's used as the person of Bezalel, the Bezalel who was the foreman of the entire construction, is introduced. When Hashem introduces him to Moshe, he says to Moshe, Bezalel is going to be the one to do it. He says, Re'ei, Karasi B'Shem Bezalel Ben Ari Ben Hor. Look, behold, see, I've called Bezalel, he's the one who's going to build the Mishkan. And then when Moshe turns around in this coming week's parsha and introduces Bezalel to the Jewish people, he uses that same language. He says to the Jewish people, Ru'u Kara Hashem B'Shem Bezalel. Look, see, there he is. Bezalel is the one who's been called. So Ramban is very bothered by that language. Why is Bezalel always introduced with a Re'u or a Re'e? Look at him, see him. Why is it necessary for introducing Bezalel as the foreman for this project of building the Mishkan? So Ramban writes that there are actually four different miraculous events of note in the ability of Bezalel to do this job. Says Ramban, number one, Ki Yisrael v'Mitzrayim pruchim ba'avodas choymer u'levenim. The Jewish people in Mitzrayim, they're right out of Egypt. They're not even months. They're still within the first several months of leaving Mitzrayim, where they were involved for years and years and years in manual labor, slavery, dealing with building of bricks and mortar, not fine artistry types of, or artisans type of quality of work. No one taught them how to deal with gold or with silver or copper or precious jewelry. They never saw it. That wasn't anything they had to deal with. So Pella says Ramban, an amazing thing that there would be a person among the Jewish people who never saw anyone work with these materials, never saw anybody deal with gold or silver or copper or precious jewels, with all of the weaving and different types of things that went into the Mishkan. How was it possible that anybody knew how to do that? Furthermore, says the Ramban, even if you have somebody who went to school, became an artisan, learned the craft, you won't find somebody, a single individual, who has all of the crafts necessary for the Mishkan. Somebody might learn to deal with the gold or the silver or the weaving, but to assume that somebody knew how to do all of them, how could that be possible? Thirdly, says the Ramban, a person who works with bricks and mortar, building things like that, loses their fine ability to deal with the fine motor skills of being able to use these fine crafts. So not only were they never see anyone deal these things, and no one ever teach them how to do it, Bezalel had all of the crafts necessary, and he didn't lose the skills necessary by being involved in the types of labor that he'd been involved with all the years of Mitzrayim. Lastly, says the Ramban, Shehu Chacham Gadol, the Chachma v'Zvuno v'Das, he had all of the knowledge necessary, Lahavin Sod HaMishkan, the Kol Kevav Lama Tziva v'Elma Yirmozu. He understood the mystical elements of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle. He understood all of the right intentions, all of that was necessary that went into building the Mishkan. It wasn't just some foreman who shows up and puts it together. He had to know every step of the way what he was constructing. Why was it that Hashem wanted to be like this? Why did Hashem want it to be like that? What's the meaning behind this particular vessel, that particular vessel? Bezalel, aside from the miraculous event of knowing how to do it, also possessed all of the knowledge necessary to understand the secrets of the Mishkan. Therefore, says the Ramban, Amar Hashem Lamoshe, Sheyire HaPela Hazeh. Look at him. Look at this guy there. This guy who was a slave in Egypt a couple of months ago, knows all of the crafts, knows how to work with all of the materials, and he knows all of the secret mysticism that goes into building the Mishkan. The Yeda. So I want you to know, says Hashem, to Moshe and to the Jewish people, Ki hu molayosa ruach elukim. I have filled him with that knowledge. It's impossible for him to have learned this on his own. How could he possibly have learned it? From whom? I've given him all of the knowledge necessary. Ba'avor sheyaseh ha-mishkan. Because I want him to build this Mishkan, says the Ramban, Ki ha-yerotzon milafon av lasos ha-mishkan ba-midbar. Because Hashem desired that this Mishkan be constructed in the Midbar. If they would have had a chance to go to Eretz Yisrael, they could have learned all the crafts, they could have figured out how to do it. But Hashem says, I want it done now in the desert, and none of you know how to do it. So look, I filled him with the knowledge necessary, and I created Bezalel for my own honor. I wanted there to be a person who would honor me by building this, so I created him, filled him with everything that was necessary, and then he references a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Ki hu korei hadoros merosh. I created each generation, I put into each generation, as Ravana understands this pasuk, that which is necessary for my purposes during that generation. And I created a Bezalel specifically to be in this generation in the Midbar, because that's where I want my Mishkan created. He wouldn't have had the necessary tools, so I gave him all of the tools necessary that he should be there. The Ramban references further as a proof to this idea, the idea that Hashem showed to Moshe the Sifro Shel Adam HaRishon, the Sefer of Adam HaRishon, of the first man created, the Amru Lo Kol Echad Hiskantiv Me'oso Shah. From that moment on, from the creation of Adam, each person was created for a specific time. The Afbitzalel Me'oso Shah Hiskantiv. So from that moment, way back when, in the beginning of the creation of man, I had in mind that Bitzalel should be during this time of the desert, when they were traveling, because he was the one who I needed to build the Mishkan. As the Ramban writes, as each person was created, Kol Echad Hiskantiv Me'os, each person was specifically addressed and created for a specific time in history where they would be needed to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, to fulfill that which Hashem desired for them. As each of us have our time and our place as to why we are here and what we have to do while we are here. So says Hashem to Moshe, and Moshe responds to the Jewish people, Re'eh, look, see that Bezalel was placed here and now with his talents, that he was clearly God-given because he had a purpose to fulfill, and I want you to see how miraculous it is that the right person's in the right place, specifically at the right time.